Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. So, let's get one thing straight. What the heck is piss play? Basically, it's when you pee on your partner during sex. You can do it anywhere on their body like their chest, face, mouth, or even in their holes. But wait, there's more on that later. It's also called urophilia, and it's definitely a bit out there when it comes to sex stuff. But it's more common than you'd think. Just make sure you plan ahead. If you're someone who gets butt stuff on the reg, you probably already know that planning ahead is key. Trust me, as someone who learned the hard way, tops need to be on top of their game when it comes to planning. According to sex worker Tara Lacey, always make sure you're doing your business in a place with a drain or use training pads to avoid ruining your floors. A towel just won't cut it. Yeah, definitely don't do it in your bed, said Barbara, who really loves golden showers. Nobody wants to sleep in a toilet. Unless that's your jam, then go for it and stream all you want, buddies. Lacey says it's totally okay to pee on someone after downing a bunch of fruity cocktails. But be careful, because after drinking a lot, you might feel like peeing in a not-so-great spot, like the stairwell of an apartment building in Sicily. Luckily, it was warm out so everything dried fast. Don't mess around with science. Our bodies are like delicate machines, so keep that in mind when you're in the shower. Lacey warns, don't pee in vaginas. The pH balance down there is super sensitive, and you could end up with BV or a yeast infection. Remember, urine is only sterile in your bladder once it's out, it's not so clean anymore. If you're all about butts, don't worry, you're still in the game. Lacey says it's totally cool to pee in someone's butt, and it can actually feel good. Just remember, whatever you put in there has to come back out later. Make sure to drink plenty of water. Make sure you're hydrated before getting freaky. Polly Tickle, a sex worker, warns me. Don't let your partner pee on you if all they've had is coffee, it stinks. Another person chimes in, saying, drink water repeatedly. So, stay hydrated before getting into any golden shower action to avoid any funky smells. Just a friendly reminder, you are what you eat. Lacey says it's not a good idea to have sex after drinking coffee, eating asparagus or kale, or especially after beetroot. You'll think you're having a good time, but then freak out when you see red pee, and then the mood is gone, and your partner is trying to comfort you instead of getting in the mood. Don't swallow. Lacey says it's okay if someone wants to drink your pee, but it's usually best to just keep it as a fantasy. It might be warm for a little bit, but most likely they'll end up running to the bathroom to throw up. Just talk to each other. Duh, obviously you can't just whip it out and pee on someone without asking first. And if they're cool with it, make sure you talk about the ground rules beforehand. Barbara says, talk about it before you go. Some people might be okay with it in their hair, but others will draw the line. Same goes for the mouth, make sure you're on the same page before you start. Or you might end up with a surprise in your mouth. I hope you really like my podcast. Don't hesitate to share Not Just a Rainbow with your friends, and ask them to subscribe. I love you all. See you. Bye-bye.